Sandra, it's so great to be here with you today. You're starting your new podcast, The Independent Wealth Show. Are you excited?
I'm so excited to have this kickoff, and I'm very excited that I'll be able to share this with so many beautiful souls out there.
Wonderful. Well, my job is quite easy. For me, it's just to help the listeners get to know who you are, get to know what the show is all about, and what they can expect for the show to tune in. So we're going to get started with your mission. It's such a powerful mission. Could you share with us what your mission is and what it means to you?
My mission is to improve 10 million lives of Latinas and community, to understand and not be afraid of getting into the real estate world, understand and grow and prosper from it.
That's a powerful mission. 10 million people's lives. So can you tell me more about what kind of information that the listeners will receive in our podcast?
Absolutely. The podcast show, the Independent Network Wealth Show, is mostly about providing a map for anyone interested in becoming financially sovereign through real estate investing. We want to help them with their mindset, have an action plan, and to pursue with knowledge of how to go about in their journey.
Wow. So mindset, information, and also tools and a map.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. This map and the knowledge includes anywhere from how do I get started? How do I budget? How do I properly structure my company? Where are those apartments that I could buy or rent or arbitrage? How to talk and negotiate with property managers? There's a whole world that we could get into, but we will be seeing them as we come along in this show.
So I love that. Sounds really complicated. Could you give us a sneak peek on the type of information that we would expect to hear from one of the podcasts?
Absolutely. For example, if you're a starter, it depends. You know, real estate is so unique and it's not a cookie cutter. So let me give you an example. You want to run a short-term rental business. Well, how do you properly budget? Where do you go to furnish your property? How do you put it out and scale the business and put it out in the world of rentals? How do you advertise? How do you put it out in the internet world? Also, you will find how to, for example, if you want to go ahead and buy a property, how do you negotiate the purchase? What's those break-even points if you're going to have to remodel it? Do you want to build something? Are you only renting and subleasing? There's so many different scenarios.
Wow. I'm really hoping to dive into the tools quickly. It sounds so exciting, from how do you find the properties to how do you budget to how do you locate them and be able to action and be able to build and making decisions. That sounds wonderful. Now, I would love if you could share with all the listeners your secret formula, and you call it the get rich slow method. Tell us more about that.
There's a myth that people think that going into real estate is getting rich quickly, and it's not. Growing your wealth is a result of dedication and passion for keeping your real estate investments, growing them, and taking care of your clients. So this getting rich slow method is just having a true commitment to your plans, commitment to your vision, and understanding that it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process.
Your formula, that the get rich slow method, has absolutely worked for you. It's evident with the processes and your dedication and passion. Could you tell us, how did you end up in the real estate investment business?
I'll combine those two together. As I was growing in Mexico and living in Mexico and pregnant with my second child, I lived in very unfortunate conditions. The ceiling of my home had leaks, and when it rained, I would have, there was only one bathroom. So I'd end up with water up to my ankles, and I decided it was enough. it was enough. And at that time, I decided, you know, my life is going to change. I can live better. This is enough. So I've a few years, you know, fast forward a couple of years, and I buy my first property. And it was a duplex home that initial investment was $40,000. I repaired it. And before I was done remodeling, it was rented. And that's how my world started in this real estate world.
$40,000. And you just said that's enough. And you wanted to have a better life. What gave you the courage at that time?
As I said, my having water up to your ankles should be enough, you know?
I could see that.
If it was easy, everybody could do it. It's only for those who are willing and committed to making a progress and be successful in their lives that you can come through and be successful.
Wonderful. And just give us an overview of how many obstacles and no's did you have to overcome before you received the yes?
I think I said yes to myself. We live in a society where still at this time, especially in the Hispanic community, women think that we need to have permission still at some in some areas to allow ourselves to pursue our dreams. And there was more no's than yeses, but I listened to the yeses in my head. I pursued and I believed in my dream and my vision, and I worked hard at it. And so my only thought on that is we need to be listening to our yeses and think of it as, do I believe in this? Is it possible? Absolutely. So we give ourselves the opportunity and we put our hearts into our vision and things do come through.
Wonderful. So first say yes to myself, and it's quite clear that you have enough yeses for all of us, Sandra, which is wonderful. Sandra, anything else that you want the listeners to know?
Being prosperous and successful is nothing to do with chasing money. It has to do with pursuing your life's purpose. If you pursue your life's mission and your life's purpose, the rest falls into place. And when you are committed to your mission and your vision, and mine is to improve people's lives. How? By providing a better roof under people's heads. How? What do I do different? Well, simple. You could live in a cramped up apartment with noise above your head and to your right and to your left, or you can live in a space that feels and is an actual home. So if you follow your life's purpose, everything else falls into place.
That was beautiful. Sandra, I can't thank you enough for allowing me the honor to be here with you today. I feel so privileged. I learned so much just from our conversation. I'm really looking forward to learning more. Simply, I'm taking with me today the Get Rich Slow Method, the power of staying true to your mission and how that could be your fuel. And for you, not only it's making a difference in those 10 million lives, it's also making the world a better place. So I can't thank you enough. And I'm really looking forward to, and I can tell you, as soon as I hang up, I will be subscribing to your podcast. Can you tell the listeners one more time, what is the name of your podcast?
I thank you for your time and I thank you for subscribing. I also want to invite everybody to subscribe to the Independent Wealth Network show, because it'll be a place where you will find encouragement and knowledge to find that financial sovereignty that you so much desire.
Wonderful. Well, Sandra, I will see you in the next podcast. And for all the listeners, just want to invite you, and I look forward to hearing from you too. And Sandra's on a journey. She absolutely is. To give women a voice and a choice to financial freedom. And I, for one, will be listening. Thank you, Sandra.